You may call it hopium, but Auburn getting off to a hot start just makes sense.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Call it hopium, call it wish casting, call it whatever you want. The stars are kind of aligning, I feel like, for Auburn to get off to a really good start. We're going to play a video from J.D. Pickell that sort of echoes this sentiment. We're going to talk about the James Branch commitment in creating pipelines in today's game and how they can be important in more ways than just one. And not only that, but how hard they are to create. We're going to jump into all that right now. I want to get kicked to this clip really, really quick. It's J.D. Pickell, and he's kind of talking about, you know, the start Auburn could get off to. And I want to play it, and then we'll break it down.
I have fallen for the Auburn hopium the last couple of years. I'm just going to be real with y'all. Full transparency. I thought the last couple of years, Auburn would be way better than they ended up being. So with that disclaimer, you look at Auburn's schedule this year. Nice little brisk pace to start. Not a full sprint. Not all max effort. We start with Baylor in Atlanta. You got another first-year head coach, John Summerall, in Florida coming to your place pretty early on. You then go to Tennessee, and who knows Tennessee's going to be at that point in time. Going to have a first-year starting quarterback, a brand-new DC over there. So there's a lot to work out there in Knoxville. All I'm saying is that plus 10 transfers on the offensive side of the ball, including your quarterback, Byron Brown, who's an absolute freak show, plus your starting center, so the quarterback of your offensive line, you got a chance to get some momentum early. And those of y'all that have watched the show, you know that I think that is vital to a good season. Not just because you get some, you know, wins under your belt, but because of how you view yourself, especially as a new football program with a new head coach and all the starters I just mentioned that are new for Auburn. Like, that's going to matter how you see yourself early in the season. It is. And so, again, I'm not here to sell hopium. I'm not here to tell you Auburn's going to go do X, Y, and Z. I'm just saying, do not be shocked if all the continuity Auburn brings over from USF to the Plains this season. Don't be shocked. They're a little bit frisky with a workable schedule to start. And then maybe that friskiness early builds into confidence, some real confidence with some proof of concept. And maybe Auburn just sucks to play in October or November, huh? Is that so crazy? Is that like too high of a stock to pitch to y'all? I don't think so. And in year one, they're very similar to Florida. I don't think Auburn has to light the world on fire. I think they just need to have good optics and put a billboard out there for, hey, this is where Auburn football is going. I think that's all they need. If you can do that at a place like Auburn with the resources, the brand power, I think that would build into some pretty good things. And I think it would happen pretty quickly, to say the least.
It's funny that you have to like apologize or you have to like preface anything positive you say about Auburn nowadays because of what's happened over the past few years. I know fans feel that way. Heck, even I feel that way sometimes. It's almost like a here we go again type thing. But he said a lot of things there that I think are not super outlandish at all. And continuity may be the most impactful piece. I think that's what I want to go with. Impactful piece of that whole clip. Because think about when you start a new year, especially now, you're more than likely starting off with a lot of new faces. With the transfer portal and everything that you add in to the game, coaches changing and so on and so forth, it's hard to ever hit the ground really running right out of the gate. It's really hard to just jump right in and be able to be at mid-season form right at the beginning. You need something to kind of ease your way into it. The good thing about Auburn is a lot of that continuity is there on both sides of the ball. The offensive side, sure, it's a new staff, but you're bringing in your quarterback that's just put up ungodly numbers. Your a lot of your skill guys, your center. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but you get to the point where, you know, in spring, not only do you have your whole offense installed, but you have a lot of the checks and audibles and things like that that you have to have attached to your offense. But you typically, a lot of times, don't even get to those until, you know, fall camp or maybe even into the season. And then you look at the schedule, and he's dead on here. It's not like it's a cakewalk the first five games. So let's talk about just until the bye week. It's not like it's a cakewalk. It's not like you just show up and you win the game. But it's also not a meat grinder of an opening either. It's very, very manageable. Obviously, you got the Baylor game. That's going to have the eyeballs on it. A lot of folks are going to be watching that game. That one's not going to be a super tough test. To me, you just got to show up and handle business. You can't overlook it, which I don't suspect that this staff will allow this team to do. Then you have you have Southern Miss. And then you have a Florida team who is going to be going through a lot of – they're going to be experiencing a lot of the things that Auburn experienced, but I just feel like Auburn's kind of a few steps ahead when you talk about the continuity. I mentioned the offense, and, I mean, there's also the defensive side as well. You got two coaches that you retained, obviously DJ Durkin at the top. Several players returning that had a year in the system. Your game three is really more like maybe a game six or a seven for others. It should be, anyways, with all of the things in your corner. I don't think you should apologize if you get excited. I don't think that what's happened in the past should not allow you to see the things that are just in Auburn's favor to start this year off. You got Vanderbilt, which they're going to be, you know, in somewhat of a rebuilding phase. And then you have Tennessee. And the more I look at that Tennessee game, the more I think it's gettable. The more I'm starting to feel like if the beginning of the season plays out the way it should or the way we think for Auburn, Auburn could maybe even be favored going into that game. And I loved what he said about how important having a good start is, because it's not like it means that you're going to win a national championship, but it means – or not, it means it shows you what you can be. It helps you kind of get that momentum going, that belief. Man, if you go into Knoxville and win, shoot, off a bye week, maybe we can go into Athens and win. You know, you win, you know, you win eight games-ish before you go into Tuscaloosa. Hey, maybe we can go into Tuscaloosa and knock this one off. I just think Auburn has so many positives in their corner outside of just Byron Brown, which I think is a huge positive, that it's okay to think that Auburn could get off to a hot start. And what's happened the last three or four years, even if you felt that way then, I think Auburn there's way more boxes checked going into this season than there has been the past multiple seasons. We aren't really selling ourselves on much. We aren't having to convince ourselves if this, then that, if this, if this, if this, then this could happen. It is what it is. You got an offense that's fully installed. You got a quarterback. You got a wide receivers. You got a center that have continuity. You got a play caller that's got continuity with his offensive players. You're going into the season ready to roll. You got the defensive side, very, very similar situation. Those things aren't – you don't have to stretch it to make those things reality. Those things are just the reality. So it doesn't feel like that much of a reach. I don't know. I think it's okay to be excited. I think it's okay to think and feel like Auburn could get off to a hot start. We'll see what happens. I want to talk about the James Branch commitment here in just a second. We're going to jump into that. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. Beat the heat this summer. Still rocking. It's still scorching outside. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're open now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you drop off your vehicle between 7 and 9, a lot of you guys have taken advantage of this, and I encourage you to do so. Don't know how long it's going to last. Drop it off between 7 and 9. You can get a $50 oil change. It's Precision Tune. Show them some love. And then buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Just got a new, added a new business over the weekend. Pumped about it. We're going to be recording our podcast very soon. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Doesn't matter what industry. Doesn't matter what location. We want to have Auburn-owned businesses all across the country on this network. And then Auburn fans, when you start a purchase process, man, go to buyauburn.com first. Check and see if you can get it from an Auburn person. Why not, man? Let's help each other out. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk about James Branch for a second. Commitment over the weekend, three-star athlete. He's listed as an athlete, not a safety, not a wide receiver. Could play either in college. I think Auburn primarily wants him at safety. Love everything about his measurables, you know, 6'3 and a half, 210. Love the fact that he's from St. Francis Academy. I love this note on the 247 profile when they start doing the whole scouting report deal. This is one of the notes on it. It says he should be viewed as a ball of clay with a promising set of tools that has found a way to impact games in a variety of ways at one of the nation's top talent-producing programs. Being able to affect the game, albeit at high school, on both sides of the ball, at a place like St. Francis Academy, just shows you, I guess, the potential that you could possibly have with a guy like this. Again, not saying this guy's going to end up being, you know, a mega five-star elite talent, but the tools are there. Now, what you have to do when you get a kid like this is you got to take those tools and then put him in the best spot to succeed, put him in the best situation to succeed. I really thought James Branch would have been in the class a little bit sooner, and I kind of felt like, you know, maybe if you're going this long without taking him, because I just felt like if Auburn pushed, he was going to be in the class, like no matter what. I thought maybe if you're waiting this long, perhaps you'll just kind of watch him the first couple of games and just sort of verify, because I think he's making – I don't know if he's going to play wide receiver much, but supposedly it's supposed to be more of a fuller time role switching from wide receiver to safety. So, in other words, he's going to be playing a lot more snaps at safety this year than he has been in the past. So maybe they'd wait and watch the first couple of games just to say, okay, yeah, we're sure now. And then you put the pressure on him and go ahead and get him to commit. But I don't mind going ahead and getting him in the boat now either. St. Francis, I haven't looked at their football schedule yet, but I would imagine they're going to play some pretty stout opponents early. And it'd be fun if they could get in one of those games, you know, like on an ESPN or whatever, where he gets to be showcased, maybe make a couple plays and just kind of cement the fact that he's our guy. And when I say he's our guy, I'm talking about from the staff perspective. Yeah, we nailed that one. I will say this. You got to hand to them as far as evaluations go, particularly DJ Durkin. I know that DJ Durkin loves this kid. He loves the St. Francis kids in general, which we're going to talk about in a second. It's hard for me to question anybody that he picks out, hand picks. And I think that they really emphasized how bad they wanted this kid in the class. And Golish allowed them to pursue and go ahead and get him added to the giant commit list. It's up to 26 now. So I think he could be a fun one to watch. Again, ball of clay, got all the tools. Love that description. So we'll see what happens. Pipelines today are interesting because of how hard I feel like it is to get really kids in general. It's not like there are a lot of schools anymore that are necessarily attached to a college. You know how there's those schools where it's like, man, we're never going to get a kid out of there. They always go to XYZ. That's getting harder and harder because of NIL, because of really just NIL. The money aspect, the transfer portal aspect, it's tough to just get all the kids from a particular high school. And Auburn's had some really good pipelines out there. You got Brentwood Academy. We talked about Dillard last night on the Barncast Live. There was a time when Auburn was really hot in Mobile, and you could pick dudes off from Viger. You could pick dudes off from Blount. You know, you've had success in the Mobile area. That's just really tough to hone in on a particular area or a particular school nowadays, and just that become just like an automatic thing. That's why this St. Francis Academy thing is so fascinating in Maryland in general. So if you end up signing James Branch, you lose Deshaun Womack because he's a senior, okay? But that would be, there's six guys from St. Francis Academy on the roster this year. So you'd have six again next year, assuming all of them stay. But you're adding four kids from the state of Maryland in this class already. And I just think that is that's fascinating because of how hard it is. But it's great because not all of those guys came from just high school. So pipelines add a whole nother element to this roster building scenario because now you have the transfer portal aspect to tie in. So not Auburn's not only just hitting these guys and getting these guys in high school, but when you start hitting the transfer market, that's now a feather in your cap. DJ Durkin has been invaluable. I hope he stays at Auburn forever. The Maryland deal is awesome because that whole area puts out a lot of really, really good talent. And why not Auburn? You know, why not? If you have a connection there, now you'll have nine players next year. Again, assuming everybody stays and you lose Deshaun Womack, you'd have nine players on the roster from the state of Maryland. I think that's really cool. I mean, 9 out of 100, that's almost 10%. I mean, that's almost 10%. It's pretty cool, man. What they're doing is really cool. So I like the James Brant's addition. could be one that you see his ranking goes up if he has a good senior year. And then a guy that's just a freak athlete, you bring him in to camp, you bring him on campus and just see where he fits best. Who knows if he becomes a linebacker down the road or if he's just a big, lurking, head-busting run support safety. I think you could win either way there. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Check out the Barn 24/7 stream that we just kicked up. If you missed out today and, hey, you just got some downtime, you just want to flip over there and catch up on some shows, we got you covered. Jump in the chat. There's a lot of fun. I mean, jump in there just for the chat. A lot of fun folks you can hang out and talk to that love Auburn and love listening and talking Auburn ball at the same time. So, guys, y'all have a great day. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.